Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Would you like to be extradited to the United Kingdom to face imprisonment over the things you say online? It could happen. Because that's what the police commissioner, Mark Rowley, is threatening. And he doesn't rule out Elon Musk. That's right. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here on a Friday, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being here every day. And yes, it's Friday. And it's nice to be with you on a Friday. I won't be here next Friday. But then after that, we go to the DNC. And we'll be at the Democrat National Convention. We'll do the show live from there. I can only imagine what kookiness will ensue. A little bit later in the show, you know how they always tell us that there's no such thing as election interference and cheating. Voting machines are always secure. Dead people don't vote. The voting rolls are all secure. All those other things. You know they tell us all those things? Right. So I'm going to give you another perspective, which is that cheating happens, voting machines can be rigged, and that dead people vote, all right? So just as a little tease for how my perspective is going to be different from the perspective you hear from the mainstream, which is, again, dead people never vote, machines can't be rigged, and the voting rolls are totally secure. So I'm going to tell you how machines can absolutely be rigged, dead people vote, and the voting rolls are a freaking mess. All right? So stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show today. But what's happening in the United Kingdom is insane. And this is the kind of stuff that you got to pay attention to because it very quickly has a way of coming here to the United States of America. You know how we sell you little incremental chips away at our freedom and liberty are never something we should accept? I'll give you a great example. Do you remember when they banned trans fats? And everybody at the time said, good, trans fats are terrible for you. They're bad for your heart, blah, blah, blah. Like, I have this friend. She wants to see, I don't know, red dye number 5 banned or something and, you know, Skittles. And so California, they ban all that stuff. And they're like, yay, it's bad. Ban it. And I always turn around and I'd say, I think it's better, instead of banning those things, just to educate people. If trans fats are really bad, well, then educate people and let people make appropriate choices. And they'll choose accordingly. Because once you start going down this road of banning things, then inevitably it leads to more bands because people get used to it. So that's why when they put restaurant labels, or I should say menus, they put the calories on there. I don't want to see it. When I go out to lunch, I don't want to know how many calories are in my cheeseburger. I don't care. I don't want to know. If I want to know, I'll ask. So I think those things should be voluntary. In other words, it's very helpful to me to go to a restaurant and be able to find out how many carbs are in something, but I don't necessarily want it in front of my face. And I should have the right as a consumer to either get the menu that has all that information on it or the menu that doesn't. But under Obamacare's rules, any chain restaurant that has, I think, more than 50 locations or something, or maybe it's even less now, has to post all that stuff. That's why you go to places and you see the calories and they go, well, that's so you can make better choices. What if I don't want to make a better choice? What if I just like a donut that's made with trans fats? I think it tastes better. And if I have one once in a while, is it really going to kill me? No. If I decide that red dye number 5 makes my kids hyperactive and don't give it to them, then I'm making that choice as a consumer. If the company then decides we're not selling enough candy that has red dye number 5 in it and we're going to change over to something else, well, then they've made a choice as a company. Why does the government always have to come in and start dictating how to live our lives by taking away our choices? And the answer is because they think they know what's best for us, which is what also leads us to what is inevitable. I'm telling you, eventually, a ban on meat. I mean, Kamala Harris already said it. We have to talk about banning cheeseburgers. She would ban cheeseburgers. So at some point, there's either going to be a very high tax on meat or an all-out ban. I guarantee you within the next couple of years, a blue state, probably California, maybe Washington or Oregon, one of those three wacko states will probably end up banning meat or putting such a high tax on it that it makes it prohibitive for people to buy it of certain economic means, meaning that people with money will still be able to buy meat and steaks and all the congressmen and senators and all the other people that vote for this kind of crap. They'll still be able to have their steak dinners. But the average family that's trying to, you know, get by making a big pot roast to try to get a couple days out of it, or big meat lasagna. When I was a kid, that stuff would feed us for days. Like my mom would make a big lasagna on Sunday. We'd be having leftovers Monday, Tuesday. You know what I mean? Or she'd make a big pot roast or whatever, shepherd's pie, whatever else, you know, and then you'd get leftovers out of it. You'd stretch that stuff. So meat can actually be a very affordable way to feed your family, especially if you're using ground beef or meatball mix, which, by the way, just for the record, when it comes to meatball mix, I'm a big fan of pork and veal. I know veal is technically beef, but I don't like the aged beef in my meatball. So I do veal and I do pork. And I know there's people that don't like veal for humanitarian reasons, and that's okay. Fine. You know, do your thing. It's cool. I get it. But I just wanted to make that point. I'm not going to do a meatball recipe because I'm not Michael Savage, but I'm just, and I don't want to freak out Mark Levin. So I'm not going to talk about how to make meatballs on this show, other than to say that the three meats in the meatball mix is not my go-to. I take the beef portion out, use that for something else. But at some point you'll have a very, very high tax on it. Look at the tax on sugary drinks here in Philadelphia, the soda tax. Why do they do that? They said, well, because we have to help people make better choices. So we're going to tax it. And who does that hit? It hits poor people, obviously. And then it also hits businesses that sell soda, because it turns out that people would just drive out of Philadelphia and go to grocery stores that sell soda and then buy other things there too. So small grocery stores and chains in the city were getting killed because of it, and still are. Because people just go, well, my kids like to drink Sprite or whatever, or flavored water, whatever it is. I don't want to have to pay a tax on this, so I'm just going to do all my shopping in Montgomery County or Delco. And that's what people did. So these things are always stupid. But what happens is that as you slowly erode away at liberty in the name of keeping you safe for whatever reason, the other example I keep giving you is this online social media registry for age verification to protect the children, the C word, the children, so that you have to put your identification in so they know you're an adult. This way the kids are not bullied online or exposed to things online or anything else. And it sounds great in theory, other than the fact that you then have no anonymity to be able to go online within with a pseudonym like the founders used and attack your government because your government's going to know who you are. And then we all know how they can intimidate you. I played you that clip the other day of how Kamala Harris said, you know, as a prosecutor, I could really make somebody's life hell just by simply charging them with something. And she's right. She can. Prosecutors can do that. Absolutely. Just make your life a living hell. Just file charges or even just investigate you. Just even an investigation can make your life a living hell. And so then the government tries to intimidate people. That's why they put out that letter to all the moms at school board meetings. You know, you might be a domestic violent extremist, so the FBI could be watching you. And little by little, as you accept the world in which this occurs, you then get to a place where you lead to what sounds so fascistic and what sounds so implausible that you go, well, it can't ever really happen, right? I mean, how does a trans fat ban lead to people ultimately getting jailed for the things that they say online? It's very simple. You've accepted a culture and a climate that for your own good, you have to have your liberty restricted in the name of keeping you or somebody else safe. So whether it's the foods you eat, how much salt you consume, sugar, red meat to save the planet, the words you say because they could hurt somebody else, inevitably leads to a point where you get like what we have in the United Kingdom, which is sentencing people to go to prison for their comments online. And that's going to happen here in the United States of America if the Democrats get their way one day. 100%. Absolutely. The whole thing with the TikTok ban, and this is why I've been so critical on Republicans who fall for this stuff. Like, I love Josh Hawley and for a lot of reasons, but I really can't stand when he gets on his tirade about banning TikTok. And I know that I may part ways with some of my conservative friends over this, but this TikTok ban is nothing more than a ruse to just give the government more power over the internet and social media so that they can crack down on speech they don't like. Tim Walz said the First Amendment doesn't protect you from misinformation and hate speech. Well, who decides what that is exactly? They do. That's the answer. The government decides. The government decides what's hate speech and what's misinformation. So, you know, if you criticize Tim Walz for putting tampons in the boys' bathroom, or you criticize the idea that a 10-year-old boy should be able to use a girl's bathroom, that's hate speech. And if you say, well, maybe that boy is having some sort of a psychological crisis or just doing it for attention, that's misinformation. Because it's just natural and normal for that little 10-year-old boy to think he's a girl. So now you're spewing out misinformation and hate speech. The double. You get the double here. The double whammy. And then you look at how the government works with big tech to deplatform people and censor people. And I went through this yesterday with you on the show about how the DNC was also involved in this as well. Anything with misinformation around Joe Biden's mental cognitive decline, they would deem that misinformation. They would go after people who are pushing that. They'd have them deplatformed, Twitter prison, Facebook prison, whatever it is. When you accept this idea that to keep me safe, I will give up my liberty, in the name of that, the government will always, I've told you this, this is my Zeoli axiom. I've been saying this now for the last, I don't know, 14 years I've been on the radio. The government will take that power and weaponize it for political purposes. And it's always little things like, oh, it's not that bad to see calorie counts on a menu. No, the point is you've just given up your freedom to not have to see calorie counts on a menu. You've allowed the government to tell a private business what to do. You've allowed the government to take away the free speech rights of that business to not have to share with you if you don't want to know how much fat's in a freaking cheeseburger. It's about liberty. It's not about the calories. It's not about the menu. It's the bigger issue. It's just like I told you years ago, remember the whole thing with the phone? And yeah, I really miss Rush Limbaugh a lot. I mean, I remember when Rush, thank God, was on before me back then when I was in an afternoons, 12 to 3. I don't mean thank God in the sense that, like, I'm not happy Dom's not there now. I'm just saying that when that whole thing with Apple happened, and a lot of conservatives right away came out and said, it's just one phone. The government should force Apple to break its encryption. This guy's a terrorist. And Rush was out there saying, absolutely not. This is Apple's proprietary product that they made. The government doesn't have a right to come in and tell the company you have to destroy your own product. And he was right. And I was right because I had the exact same position. And a government should not have a right to tell a restaurant you have to put the amount of fat in a cheeseburger on a menu, because that should be an individual choice between the consumer or the restaurant. If a restaurant wants to do it, do it. If a consumer wants that information, then have it available for them. If they don't have it available for you, then go someplace else. It's a very simple solution. But all these things, when you slowly erode liberty, you know, ban Skittles in California because they contain harmful dyes and the kids eat them and the kids get fat, as opposed to just making better choices as parents, lead to a world where we just accept that in the name of blank, we should lose liberty. And then when you turn around and you pass laws, somebody has to enforce them. Laws are not enforced by hugs and kisses. They're enforced by force, hence the word force that is tucked away in the word enforcement. So remember the whole thing with the loosies and the loose cigarettes and that man who died in New York City, the whole thing, Eric Garner, that whole issue that happened? Well, that's because New York City cracked down on the sale of loose cigarettes, and they made it a crime. And so the police were there enforcing the law. And then sometimes when you have interactions with law enforcement, things go wrong. What does the left do, though? The left constantly tries to pass new laws, constantly, that will involve more people getting involved with government and law enforcement. It's just what they love to do. They love to just find new ways to control us. And the extreme example, suddenly it doesn't become something in the pages of George Orwell. It becomes something that happens actually in real life in a country like the United Kingdom, where they have hate speech laws. And now they're putting people in jail for this. So this is Metropolitan Police Commissioner Mark Rowley, who's now threatening to extradite and imprison American citizens over online posts. He does not rule out Elon Musk. Take a listen to what he said.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we will come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the yobs who are causing the problems for communities.
Okay. And that sounds insane. Because you say, well, so if I say something online that they deem to be hateful and then people then take action, now I'm going to go to jail because of my words and my speech? You're damn right. Here's a judge in the United Kingdom. This is from our friends at End Wokeness, who just sentenced somebody in prison 20 months over a Facebook post. Here's the judge. This is from Channel 4 News. Here's the judge handing down the sentence. Take a listen.
You have been committed for sentence, having pleaded guilty to an offence of publishing written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting, intending thereby to stir up racial hatred. The context of your offending is that it arises out of the civil unrest and disorder in many parts of the United Kingdom. On the night of the 2nd and 3rd of August, the Britannia Hotel in Leeds was attacked by people who threw missiles which damaged windows. The police were called, and on the 3rd of August, the hotel was locked down for the protection of those who were living there. At the time, there were 210 occupants, many of whom were foreign refugees and asylum seekers. Similar attacks to the hotel were launched on the 4th of August. The police attended on each occasion, and units were deployed to safeguard the hotel and to provide an increase in the police presence in the area. In between the two attacks, you took to social media in order to encourage others towards participation in the attacks upon the hotel. As is recognised on your behalf, this offence is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment. You will serve up to one half of your sentence in custody before you are released in on license. If you fail to abide by the conditions of your license, you can be returned to prison to serve some or all of the remainder of the custodial term. The victim surcharge will apply, and I will make a collection order.
Now, there was this act that they passed back in October, which allows the government to fine social media companies up to 10% of global turnover if they are found in breach. So this is ultimately what they want to do in the United States of America. Ultimately, they want to do this. They want to be able to shut down Elon Musk, really. And the argument will be not that you're necessarily telling somebody, hey, go burn down that store, but that you're spreading the kind of hatred, animus, misinformation that then leads people to do those things. Therefore, your speech is hate speech and it is harmful content. And then therefore, you will have to be shut down. And then go a step further and now potentially shut down the social media companies or make them pay big. And do you know that 66% of people believe social media companies should be held responsible for posts that incite criminal behavior? But what counts as criminal behavior? That's the question. What counts as that? How do you determine that? For example, they're now going after, in England, they want to go after Twitter because they say that X, Elon Musk, has used his platform to share misleading information with his millions of followers, including his own post suggesting that civil war was inevitable in Britain. And so that if you come out and you say that this person, whatever's happening, if then people take action, your speech could be a contributing factor to the action that somebody else takes. Got that? Now, I'm all for putting away the people that commit violence. And I'm all for putting away people that actually encourage somebody to do something very specific. So if I put a post out that says, hey, somebody should go blow up that bank, damn right there's no free speech protections. But you see what they're doing in the UK, the argument is that if I'm putting out things that they deem to be hateful, and then people take action accordingly based on that, well, then I'm guilty. And so is the social media platform that allowed that to happen. So let's think about election interference, for example. If you come out and you say the 2020 election was stolen, and then that leads to January the 6th, your words contributed to those acts. Therefore, you could be punished for your words if people then took action. You didn't do anything yourself. You were just spreading misinformation that the election was stolen. People then went to the Capitol building that day and they rioted. Therefore, you and whatever platform entertained that speech, you could be held liable for that under the UK model. And believe me, that's going to come to the United States of America. There's no question about it. So you won't have to actually encourage anyone to do anything specifically. But if you're putting out the kind of misinformation that leads other people to take action, you're just as guilty in their eyes. You're just as guilty because you've spread misinformation or hate speech or whatever else the government deems. And you know who believes in that? Tim Walz believes that. That's why he said the First Amendment doesn't protect misinformation or hate speech. This is where the world is headed. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. But it's for your own good, for your own protection. Remember that. Just like banning trans fats, for your own good, for your own protection. All right, now, and this is what, just a flashback with what Tim Walz said. No right to free speech if the government decides it's misinformation or hateful. Just as a reminder to you of what he said. Actually, that's, I don't have that in front of me, but do you have that map by chance? Yeah. Just a quick reminder of what could happen if Tim Walz gets in there and, you know, gets power. I know it was cut 3 on the other day, but that's not the right cut sheet. It's the right cut sheet in my hand and Ben won't have it. You know what I mean? Anyway, as I'm doing that, the big story of the day is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Ed is in Delran. Ed, my man, what's going on?
Rich Zeoli is a very principled guy, and that ain't no lie, and I'd love to tell you why.
All right, go with it.
Well, here's why. If you want horrible foreign policy, if you want the energy sector in this country totally wiped out and destroyed, if you want electric cars everywhere and you're forced to buy one, then vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And then you can have tampons in grade school. You can have kids mutilated. I mean, isn't this just wonderful? Rich, you are so on the money, it isn't even funny. And all I can say is, if these two clowns get elected, we can watch most of the country cry, and that won't be a lie.
Well done, my friend. And you even made it rhyme. You're a regular Dr. Seuss, Ed. Good job, buddy.
I'm on the loose.
Thank you. I'll see you, pal. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Here's what Governor Tim Walz said. Take a listen.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Oh, by the way, just to put a bow on the Joe Rogan thing. 2 hours ago, Donald Trump posted the following on Truth Social. A few minutes later is when Joe Rogan put out his statement. And this is what Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. Quote, "It will be interesting to see how loudly Joe Rogan gets booed the next time he enters the UFC ring, MAGA 2024. He put that out 2 hours ago, and then within minutes, Joe Rogan put out his statement saying, for the record, this isn't an endorsement. But I played you the clip. You decide for yourself if you think that Joe Rogan was just walking it back because of all the blowback or if we were just taking him out of context. All right. Excellent. Great. All right. As we continue along the show here on a Friday, always love Fridays. Don't you love Fridays? How can you not love a good Friday, right? Or even a bad Friday? Is there ever such a thing as a bad Friday? No, definitely not. I'll tell you what else is really important, too. Saving money on a beautiful new car. That's why I'm so happy to tell you about Cherry Hill Volvo and their amazing offer right now where you can save $15,000 off the lease of the Volvo XC90 Hybrid in stock. It's great. It's a gas combustion engine with the power of the hybrid battery so that you don't plug it in, but man, you do save some serious, serious gas, and it's great. And it's the car we drive. We drive the XC90. I love it. I love the third row. I love the fact that we can get there safe and sound. It's the safest 7-passenger vehicle out there, bar none. And it could be yours, $15,000 off the lease price at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. And that's what it is. I mean, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because they stand with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And I'm so grateful for their incredible support. Judith, Yosef, the entire team would love to see you, give you an amazing, luxurious buying experience. And whether it's the S-Class made right here at their plant in South Carolina, the XC90, which is that third row Volvo SUV that I drive, that we drive in the Zioli family, or maybe it's the XC40 or the XC60, two great midsize SUVs, super safe, great gas mileage. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you will have the incredible support and the buying experience you deserve. And remember, there's lots of Volvo dealerships out there, but there's only one that is our studio sponsor. There's only one that stepped up and said, we want the studio naming rights. And that's why we broadcast from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So please return that loyalty to them because it means everything in this day and age. And Judith, would love to see you. Would love to say thank you for your support. $15,000 off the lease of an XC90. Beautiful Volvo. Great family car. Forget the minivan. Go with the XC90 at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob forms dare to compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Ironic, Matt DeSantis. I believe this would meet the definition of ironic. Not the Alanis Morissette definition, since nothing in that song was actually ironic. And by the way, please don't play it when we come back. Just because I mentioned it, please don't. Oh, you do? Oh, good. You're just going to make a surprise or what? That's fine. Okay, that's fair. I hope not. I'm trying to understand if this is true or not true. I'm trying to figure this out. But so there are apparently now some. Actually, this may be a Fugazi. I don't know. There's a site. Let's see. Yeah, you know what? I think it's a Fugazi, unfortunately. The Real gov.uk. is still on X. There was a rumor that they got suspended for planning to arrest people or threatening to arrest people, but I guess that's a Fugazi. So never mind. Never mind. Forget it. Too much fake stuff on the internet. Too much fake stuff on the internet. That's what I think. Oh, well. Oh, well. We got other real stuff, though. You want to hear Tim Walz talk about 10-year-old boys using the bathroom? Because that's normal. Using the girls' room. This is back in 2017 when he said a 10-year-old child could choose their gender, not gender. This was it was a 2017 town hall. He was the representative for Minnesota's first congressional district, telling the crowd that he believed that children as young as 10 could identify as the opposite sex. Fourth graders. My son Patrick will be 10 on Veterans Day, November 11th. He'll be 10. I can't even imagine my son wanting to use the girls' bathroom and that would be okay. But this is what, and because Tim Walz brings up his own kid in this comment. Cut 11.
This issue, again, is one of those that gets politically charged, and I would ask all of us, I try and do this for my own sanity, and I try and do it because I think it's the right thing to do. Putting ourselves literally in the other people's shoes and wondering why they're doing what they're going to do. And when I think through this, when I say this as a teacher, there's about 150,000 of our children identified in our schools, in our public schools, trans students. And as a teacher, my number one responsibility in the classroom was the safety, security, and belongingness of every single child in that classroom. And if this child, for those who have concerns, and I will not minimize people's concerns who are concerned that this is going to make an unsafe situation, whatever, I ask you that in many cases, these are children my son's age, a fourth grader, a 10-year-old, who just wants to go to the bathroom, and their identity is they are male or female, and they just go in that bathroom and use it.
They just go in that bathroom and use it, that's all. They just go in that bathroom, no big deal. No big whoop. Just go in that bathroom and use it. They're 10 years old. Pfft. Yeah, come on. Come on. You squares, you. And if they need a tampon while they're in there, well, you know what? That guy needs a tampon. What are you going to do? Wow. Here's Scotland's prime minister, former prime minister, Humza Yousaf? Is it Humza Yousaf? You're quite good with pronunciations, Matt DeSantis. That's why it is. It's better than me. Yeah, it's true. Humza Yousaf. Yeah? Doesn't sound very Scottish. I'm just saying. I would have guessed it was like, you know, Johnny McDougal or something. That to me sounds Scottish, but that's why it threw me off. Accusing Elon Musk of being evil, trying to start a civil war, he wants heavy government regulation immediately. Cut number 10.
As for Elon Musk, he is one of the most dangerous men on the planet. He uses his billions. He is unaccountable to anyone to amplify far-right white supremacist ideology. He has, as you have rightly said, suggested, I think is hoping for civil war in some parts of Europe, including in the UK. And instead of using X as a platform for good and using his enormous wealth for good, he is using it, I think, for the most wicked evil possible. And in terms of regulation, let me say this is something that the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, will now have to think seriously about what more needs to be done. We need to have better regulation to ensure that we don't have the kind of disinformation that has run rampant in the last week be allowed to do so in the future with such devastating consequences.
Hmm. He does sound Scottish, though. That's the thing. He does rock the Scottish accent. I give him that. Yeah, right? Haggis McDougal. Now I got to go watch So I Married an Axe Murderer later tonight. That's a great movie, by the way. You ever see it, Michael Myers? Yeah. Michael Myers plays his dad, and himself in the movie. But it's pretty funny. But his Scottish father is great. It's fantastic. I may have to go rewatch it tonight. But haggis, they talk about haggis being a disgusting food. So 97, maybe? Like that? You won't watch anything pre-2000? Wow, yeah, you're not missing any good movies whatsoever. Yeah, that's a good, strong. So you should go with that. You should run with that. it's fantastic. It's great. Kate Middleton is now officially going around the UK wearing a hijab. Is that right? Yeah, apparently that's on Twitter as well. That could be fake. I don't know. Is she even in the UK at this point? Oh, no, she's not the one that hates the royals. That's the other one. Merkel, right. Yeah. No, not Merkel. What's her name? No, not her. She's German. No, who's the hottie that married the other guy? The American chick. What's her name? Meghan Markle. Yes. Meghan Markle. She hates the Brits. No, I think that may be Kate Middleton walking around with a hijab, I think. So they have these riots going on over there, and it's not really getting a lot of coverage here in the United States that this is occurring in the United Kingdom. King Charles is calling for unity, and the BBC has... So there's a lot of stories, but the one that really got them upset and got the Haggis guy upset is that Elon Musk said civil war is inevitable, and so that's why they're all angry at him. He posted to the platform Saturday night, quote, civil war is inevitable, in response to a post blaming the violent demonstrations in the UK on the effects of mass migration and open borders. On Monday, a spokesperson for UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressed Musk's comment, telling reporters there's no justification for that. But Musk is digging his heels in. On Tuesday, he labeled Starmer hashtag #2-tier Keir, in an attempt reference to a debunked claim spread by conspiracy theorists and populist politicians such as Nigel Farage that two-tier policing means right-wing protests are dealt with more forcefully than those organized by the left. I'm reading this from CNN. He also likened Britain to the Soviet Union for attempting to restrict offensive speech on social media. Musk's decision to amplify the anti-immigrant rhetoric highlights the role that false information spread online is fomenting real-world violence, an issue of growing concern to the UK government, which vowed Tuesday to bring those responsible for the riots, as well as their online cheerleaders, to justice. So again, that paragraph right there from the CNN article proves my point exactly. That false information spread online, misinformation, which then leads to real world violence. This then gives the government the impotence to not only crack down on people who are spreading what they deem to be misinformation, but then it gives them the ability to be the thought police, again, that Tom Cruise movie, where they can go after you for future crimes by cracking down on misinformation that doesn't even cause any actual violence. Not that misinformation, I'm saying, causes violence, but under the guise that it could crack down on it and take it down and censor it, even jail you or imprison you because it could lead to violence. On Tuesday, a 28-year-old man in Leeds, Northern England, became the first person to be charged with using threatening words or behavior intending to stir up racial hatred. The charges related to alleged Facebook posts. In recent days, rioters have damaged police buildings, set cars on fire, and hurled bricks at police officers. I guess my question would be, if they did this in the United States during the Summer of Love in Minnesota, would they have charged Tim Walz's daughter, who was on social media telling everybody that the National Guard wasn't coming? Or how about all the politicians in the United States who were justifying all the violence as being peaceful, mostly peaceful protests and that sort of thing? But the false claims about the attack... Because this has been this stabbing that occurred, Britain's worst mass stabbing targeting children in decades and possibly ever, spread rapidly online and continued garnering views even after the police had set the record straight. According to the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a think tank, by mid-afternoon on July 30th, the day after the attack, a false name circulated online for the alleged asylum seeker had received more than 30,000 mentions on X alone, from more than 18,000 unique accounts. The false name attributed to the attacker was circulated organically, but also recommended to users by platform algorithms. Platforms therefore amplified misinformation to users who may not otherwise have been exposed, even after the police had confirmed the name was false. According to the UK government, bots, which it said could be linked to state-backed actors, may have well amplified the spread of false information. Although social media companies have their own internal policies barring hate speech and incitement to violence from their platforms, they have long struggled to implement them, the article says. The problem has always been enforcement, particularly in times of crisis and conflict, when there is a huge groundswell of contempt, at which point there are already fragile content moderation systems and they seem to fall apart. It does not help matters that Elon Musk himself has promoted incendiary content on X, a platform that European regulators last month accused of misleading and deceiving users. If he can do it, why not others? For example, shortly after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and the ensuing outbreak in the war in Gaza, the self-declared free speech absolutist publicly endorsed an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory popular among white supremacists, they write. Musk later apologized for what he called his dumbest ever social media post. On his watch, X has also relaxed its content moderation policies and reinstated several previously blocked accounts, which includes far-right figureheads like Tommy Robinson, who has published a stream of posts stoking the UK protests while criticizing violent attacks. In 2018, before Musk bought Twitter, as X used to be known, the guy was banned from the platform for violating its rules governing hateful conduct. The UK government has vowed to prosecute online criminality and has pushed social media companies to take action against the spread of false information. Social media has put rocket boosters under not just the misinformation, but the encouragement of violence, said UK Home Secretary Yvette Cooper. This is a total disgrace and we cannot carry on like this, she told BBC Radio 5 Live in an interview, adding that police will be pursuing online criminality as well as offline criminality. During a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, Starmer said those involved in the riots, in person and online, will feel the full force of the law and be subject to swift justice. And again, I want to remind you, this is not as simple as me going online and saying, you should go and blow up a store or you should burn down a police station. No. If I'm pushing hateful information or disinformation, that is in their eyes, then I am inciting rioters. So if I engage in this and then the online platforms don't stop the spread of hateful disinformation, that will then lead to incitement in their eyes. Therefore, then they can be punished too. So you see how quickly we go from, instead of focusing on the individual that commits the act, we focus on words that are said by other people. And the best example I can give you for our country would be anybody who suggests the 2020 election was stolen. Using the UK model there, that means that anybody who then engaged in violence on January the 6th did so at the behest of other people who spread that, quote unquote, misinformation. And therefore, anybody who put that out on social media is guilty of a crime. If you were to take the UK model and apply it here in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, it's coming. It's 100% coming here, too. No doubt about it. No doubt. And if you spread comments, like let's say, for example, you start talking about all the issues of illegal immigrants who commit crimes, you focus on an illegal immigrant who murdered somebody, and then you have protests, and then people get angry, and you have violent clashes, and you spread something that's hateful, even if it's true, it doesn't matter, because as long as they use that hateful moniker and they've decided it's hateful, well, then you're inciting. The world is going down a very, very dangerous road here when it comes to freedom of speech. And sadly, that Reason.com article that I shared with you a couple days ago, more than 50% of people believe that the First Amendment goes too far and there needs to be more regulation of speech, more regulation of speech, because it is something that has to happen in order to protect people's feelings. And in Texas, a school has banned all black clothing, claiming it's associated with mental health issues. So thank God Johnny Cash isn't alive and isn't going to school in Texas. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We continue along here on our Friday edition of the show. Dr. Victoria Coates is going to join us in a little bit. William is in Sicklerville, New Jersey. William, how are you?
Good, man. You just made me choke with that Johnny Cash joke. That was good.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, great show. I mean, you have the insight on political stuff. There ain't no doubt. I had a question, though, man. I was one of them Ross Perot voters, which, look, I get it. You're 100% right. A third party candidate, you know, it really throws a wrench into the mix. But when you're younger and you're thinking the worst of two evils, I can't stomach, I'm going for the business guy. Well, I mean, yeah, it was wrong. But I didn't, what do you have a suggestion on what I should have did there? Not voted at all? Or?
No, look, I just think it's just the fact is our politics, our political system is, it's a binary choice. One of the two major party candidates is going to win. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm just saying that that's just reality. It is what it is.
So
and one of the two major party candidates for president is going to win. It's either going to be Harris or Trump, period.
Oh, so there's no way Harris can become president. I had an argument with my AI, my first experience with AI. I asked the AI if there was any pictures of President Xi with a female head of state from another country. First, it said, it gave me all this mumbo jumbo. And I said, you didn't answer my question. And it apologized and said, oh, I misunderstood. I will answer it directly now. Just a little tidbit.
Well, at least it apologized to you. It's an AI with nice feelings. I got to run, buddy. Thank you very much. You have a great weekend,
yeah,
William.
Awesome show. Awesome job. I love all you guys, man. Later.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, we got a lot to get to. We have some great guests coming up, including our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.